Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Second intermission is upon us. And D.C. Everest leads Wausau East by a score of 1-0. There's going to be a 52-second period of 5-on-3 hockey with Wausau East skating with the advantage when we come back to get this third period underway. We'll take a look at our Wisconsin Valley Conference standings while we are in between periods here. Wausau East is looking for their first Wisconsin Valley Conference win. The Lumberjacks, though, have made a conscious decision to play what you might say is a realistic schedule for a team that has had trouble getting kids to come out and play hockey. So they've made trips to Altoona and Tolma to play smaller schools, and that's boosted their non-conference record. Wausau East 4-3-1. A win tonight, if D.C. Everest can make this 1-0 lead stand up, would bring them back to 7-7, put them at 500 for the season. We're going to check our standings as soon as our website updates here. Having a little trouble with our connectivity at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. And when we do, we'll let you know exactly how all of these teams stack up. All right, well, with a 3-0 record in conference play is Wausau West. Wausau West always seeks out some of the toughest opposition for their non-conference schedules. So Wausau West 3-0 in Valley Conference play in first place with 6 points. They are 6-3 for the season. Stevens Point in second place. They already own a win over these D.C. Everest Evergreens, a 4-1 victory down at KB Willett. Stevens Point is 2-0 with 5 points. They had one tie in conference play. Wisconsin Rapids is a perfect 2-0 in Valley Conference play with 4 points. Wisconsin Rapids has not lost yet this season. They are 11-0. And they hold a home ice win here against D.C. Everest at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. The Evergreens begin play tonight also with 4 points, and they are in fourth place, 2-3 in conference play. And as we mentioned, 6-7 for the season, a win bringing them back to 500. The bottom dwellers are Wausau East, Merrill, and Marshfield. Wausau East has 1 point thanks to their tie against Smash, so they are 0-2-1 in Valley Conference play, 4-3-1 overall. The Merrill Blue Jays, who play that modified schedule, have not played their first conference game and are 0-2 for the season. Marshfield has played 4 conference games, has lost all of them, 0-4 in the Valley, and Marshfield is 3-9-1 for the season. When last seen, these Wausau East Lumberjacks were 2-1 winners playing a co-op team from Fox Cities. Again, one of the games, the kind of game that they'd like to seek out to be more competitive in non-conference play. They already have non-conference wins at Tolma and at Altoona. And by the way, and they made a long trip up to Shawamigan Phillips, played at the Park Falls Ice Arena, and came away with a win there. So that more realistic scheduling has given the Lumberjacks a little bit of confidence, even though it hasn't translated to Valley Conference wins yet. The Lumberjacks will next be in action Tuesday, January 7th. They'll be playing Marshfield at Marathon Park. You'll hear that game with Tom King here on Fox Sports Radio. The D.C. Everest Evergreens, when they last played back on Friday night, winners against Nina Hortonville Menasha. The Tri-County Ice Arena was friendly to the Lumberjacks. They were 5-1 winners after this team lost 2 out of 3 at that Antigo tournament over the weekend at the end of December. During that tournament, the Evergreens got a 4-2 win over Fond du Lac Springs. That may be a deceptive win. Fond du Lac Springs had to play in the afternoon and then got D.C. Everest at night. So that's an opponent that may have been softened up from having to play earlier in the night. And then the Evergreens lost their 2 Saturday games at that tournament when the Evergreens had to play twice. They fell to Bayport 4-2 and then lost to Antigo 2-1. In both of those games were competitive into the third period, before the Evergreens fell behind for good. Here at our second intermission at the Green Heck Fieldhouse, D.C. Everest leads Wausau East 1-0. But the early segment of the third period is going to be very interesting, as Wausau East will have a 5-on-3 for 52 seconds and then 5-on-4 for a minute to follow that. Teams will be heading out for the start of the third period in a minute. We'll be back after a 3-minute break. This is DC Everest Wausau East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreen's got a goal from Chris Sackman trying to make that 1-0 advantage stand up here. Wausau East late coming out to get this third period underway. You bet they have something to talk about. They have a 5-on-3 advantage for 52 seconds as they try and get even here. I'm told by a reliable source that Alex Danger was involved in a takedown up high just as the period was coming to an end, and that's the late penalty on Danger that gives this 5-on-3 instead of 5-on-4 advantage here. In that second period, 3 saves from Michael Moe for a 2-period total of 10. Ian Corbett with 10 saves, 14 for the game total. Shots on goal, 15-10 in favor of DC Everest with that 1-0 lead. Evergreens did outplay Wausau East in that second period after both teams were about even and really not a very well-played first period. All right, the outcome for this game still very much in doubt as we gather at center ice to drop the puck, period 3:08. Chris Babiarz is going to take the draw against Nick DeVorney. And the Evergreens only have 3 on the ice, and they control the draw and send it down into the corner. Nope, up over the plexiglass, sent out by Avery Allard. Well, it killed off 4 seconds of the 5-on-3 start. Retrieve the puck, and now have a face-off just outside the blue line. So the Evergreens' penalty kill is going to be tested here. It is Babiarz, Allard, and let's see who else is out on the ice there, and Brady Burrell trying to kill this off. Face-off controlled by Wausau East. Comes back out to the point. Wausau East skating 5-on-3 here. Down to the goal line and now back out to the slot. Wausau East again looking to center in front off Langdon Dinell's stick. Goes back out to his teammate Andy Craven. Shot, score! Beat Michael Moe on the near side post, and we're tied 1-1. That comes just 29 seconds in to this second period. So the one-goal lead does not stand up. Evergreens give up a 5-on-3 goal. Andy Cravens gets the goal. Jack Knuckles gets the assist. And now the Evergreens still have to kill off a 5-on-4 here for another 1 minute and 20 seconds. Now we're trying to limit the damage. Andy Cravens with the goal 29 seconds into the period. The 5-on-3 didn't make really a difference. The puck came out to the blue line. And Cravens beat Michael Moe on the near side post, beat him up high. Wausau East now looking for a shot on goal there. That's deflected in front. Sam Romanski, and unable to hold the zone, though, comes back out to center ice. Someone's mouth guard's loose there. Junk on the ice as we come back behind the net. 50 seconds left in the power play, 5-on-4. Evergreen's trying to get a takeaway shorthanded. Wausau East is still trying to get organized back in their own end. Now they push up to the red line, still not on sides yet. Looking to skate in is Jack Knuckles. Knuckles figuring in the scoring, got a helper on that goal that even does it one apiece. Knuckles is now down in the corner near the goal line. He's looking to center, leaves it for his teammate Andy Dinell. Goes back out to Langdon at the top of the circle. And now back to Jack Knuckles, working around now. Only 20 seconds left in the power play. We'll be back at even strength soon. See if the damage was done here. Now the Evergreens wrap it around, send it down the ice, and with less than 10 seconds to play, that's going to do it for this power play. A 5-on-3 goal knocks things even. With 15 minutes to play, we are back at even strength. Boy, the next goal either way is going to be huge in this game. Nate Bruns has it for DC Everest, 5-on-5. Bruns sends it on goal from outside the red line and a save. Bruns had great accuracy there. He was 20 feet behind the blue line, just coming across the red line and sent it right into the chest of goalie Ian Corbett. Corbett covers up for a save. Faceoff's going to come to Corbett's right. Babiarz looks to control the puck, comes loose in front. Evergreens hold the zone. Derek Tomczyk, nope, hopped over his stick. Nate Bruns couldn't keep it in. Evergreens come back here. Even, one apiece. The Evergreens with an even strength goal in the second period. Wausau East scores 5-on-3 just a few minutes ago to knot us 1-1. Been a competitive hockey game. Brady Burrell has it for the Evergreens. Behind the net, Burrell lost his stick. Unable to keep up in the corner. Retrieves the lumber, but the Evergreens can't hold the zone. Wausau East has a 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Andy Krasowski's shot was blocked by a defender. Rushing back the other way, Babiarz splits defenders. Backhand save! And Babiarz goes crashing into the net. Babiarz had the puck on the backhand side, and Ian Corbett went down. Counterattack opportunity for the Evergreens, and they come up empty. 14:04 to play. Third period, tied one apiece. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union in Cronenwetter. Face off from outside the blue line, Evergreens control and send it in. Alex Danger wraps it all the way around the board. Wausau East defender couldn't quite get it, goes off the stick, and then the skate of one of the Lumberjacks. Comes back out to center ice. Taken away here by Wausau East. Taken right back by the Evergreens. Have a 2-on-2 if they can retrieve it quickly. Nope, Austin Shiro couldn't catch up with the puck. Evergreens fight to keep it in. Nope, that came out over the blue line. Got a stoppage as the Evergreens are offsides. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston. More than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. Welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Face-off from outside the red line, blue line rather, sent into the corner by D.C. Evers. They won that draw, and Alex Danger sends it there. Fighting for it behind the net is Tyler Kohler. Kohler comes out, skating in just beyond the circle. D.C. Evers looking to go back out. Shot, save, put on goal, and gloved by Corbett. Put on net by Avery Allard. 13:20 to play in the game. 1-1 tie. Lumberjacks looking for their first Valley Conference win of the season. Evergreens looking to improve, currently in fourth place. They control the puck. D.C. Everest has it in their own end. Centering pass, traffic in front, loose in front on the backhand save. Corbett's out of position, and the puck goes into the corner. Chris Sackman couldn't quite put the rebound in. He's already got the Evergreens goal. From behind the net, looking to center, no one home. Wausau East clears it out of there. Lumberjacks living dangerously. Ben Feck sends it down the length of the ice. Icing's the call. Come back the other way for a faceoff. So tied 1-1. The Evergreens got a pretty good look there, and Sackman was unable to handle that rebound on the doorstep. 12:57 left, third period. And since Wausau East was able to tie it up, the Evergreens have had the better of the opportunities. Off the faceoff, comes back down the other way. Evergreens retreat. They'll have to rush the length. Sent out to center ice. Puck is briefly loose there. Chris Babiarz couldn't quite catch up with it. And Wausau East sends it on goal from long range. Scoots into the corner. Out of the reach of goalie Michael Moe. Evergreens there along center ice. Big hit trying to catch up with the puck for the Evergreens. Brady Burrell. Now it came loose in front. As Burrell was skating towards it, Ian Corbett comes out of the crease and covers. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Chris Babiarz takes the draw, which the Evergreens control to Corbett's left. Shot on goal from long range, covered up and saved. Seth Jaglinski put it on goal, and Corbett covers it up again for another faceoff, coming to his right. Next team to get a power play opportunity, that would be huge. Wonder if the referees will be swallowing their whistles here in this third period. Evergreens control the draw. Yeah, this has been in the Evergreens half of the ice for a long time. Shot there, Derek Tomczyk's shot was blocked by one of the defenders. Wausau East 2-on-2 if they hurry. Checked off the puck there was Andy Cravens. Goes behind the net, centering in front, slid right through the crease. No one there to pick it up on the doorstep for the Lumberjacks. For a moment, though, the Evergreens living dangerously. They've already allowed themselves to be tied here. Big, high check applied by Chris Babiarz, and Babiarz forced one of the Lumberjacks players off the puck there. Goes cross ice to Seth Jaglinski, now back to center ice. Evergreens trying to get it in, just out of the reach of Brady Burrell. Fighting for it here is Jaglinski. Back to the red line. Evergreens will get a partial change. Nate Bruns will carry it in on his backhand side. Save, and he scores! Nate Bruns moved it from the backhand to the forehand side, and just beat Ian Corbett to the near post. Even strength goal for Nate Bruns with 11:37 to play, and DC Everest reestablishes their one goal lead. See if we'll give an assist here. Nate Bruns, as he was skating in, had it on the backhand side, then stick-handled over to a forehand shot, which gave him a much better chance at the goal, and he beat Ian Corbett to the near post. Evergreens take a 2-1 lead. Off the faceoff, puck skips over the plexiglass for a stoppage. Now 11:26 to play in the game, and the pressure shifts back to Wausau East to see if they have another equalizer in them. Evergreens control this faceoff outside the blue line to Alex Danger. And, of course, if the Evergreens can get another goal here, you would think it's good night, Irene, and they put this game in the win column here. So the Evergreens want to see if they have the haymaker to deliver this knockout punch. Sam Romanski's got it behind the net for the Lumberjacks. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Checked off the puck there. Sam Romanski, big hit. Evergreens, though, still have the zone. Baby R's fighting to keep it in, along with Matthew Yonke. Yonke lost down low. Boy, there's a physical hit up high in the corner. No call. Play on. One of the Evergreens players took one up high. And instead, the puck is free at center ice. Wausau East, 2-on-2, left behind now for Gabe McGinty, whose shot goes just wide. Lumberjacks look to hold the zone. They haven't had a sustained attack in a while. That's down near the near post off the stick of McGinty. Michael Moe sees it and guards the near side and now comes out of the zone. So the Lumberjacks got two reasonably good looks there, came away with nothing, and still trail 2-1. This pass slides between defenders. It's on goal. Michael Moe comes out with a stick and leaves it for one of his defenders. So Michael Moe is going to try and make this one-goal lead stand up. Evergreens have the puck. It's on Chris Sackman's stick. Slowly slides in front, and Grant Dennis was unable to keep up with it for the DC Everest Evergreens. If Dennis was a faster skater, he would have had a scoring opportunity. Skating in, here's a shot that's blocked. Avery Allard put it on net. Rebound comes loose in front, and just missed, put in by Grant Dennis. Dennis has just scored a goal for DC Everest, and the Evergreens are up now by 2 goals, 3-1. Another rebound not quite secured by Ian Corbett, the goalie, and the Evergreens made him pay. Grant Dennis has just lit the lamp with 9:33 to play, and the wheels have kind of come off. Avery Allard gets the helper. And now it's 3-1. And see if that turns out to be the winning margin here for DC Everest. 2 goals here in the second period, coming just over 2 minutes apart, both of them at even strength, 3-1. We had mentioned this earlier in the broadcast. The Evergreens are the deeper team, and you wonder if at some point fatigue might play a factor. The Evergreens can just simply rotate more skates onto the ice than DC Everest has, than Wausau East has. East has a varsity roster of 14. Maybe that's not enough to get the job done. Evergreens control off the faceoff on the backhand. Chris Babiar's shot fanning at the point. Evergreens control it in. Tomczyk puts it on goal. That went just wide. The Evergreens almost have the rout going on here. Babiar's now comes back out. Here's a shot on goal. That hit the post and no good. Nate Bruns going for his second, and it rattles behind. Wausau East got to get it out of there if they want any possibility. Send it down the length of the ice. Icing will be the call, and we'll come back the other way. Nate Bruns clang off the near post, which could have put the Evergreens up 4-1. Faceoff will come to Corbett's right. Now, Ian Corbett's been a solid goalie. He's been under duress in the second and now in the third periods as well, and he may be breaking down a little bit. Faceoff coming to his right, and they're going to call both men out of the circle. Matthew Yonke comes out. Baby R's will take the draw here for the Evergreens. Goes behind the net. Corbett had a little trouble locating it for a minute. Avery Allard keeps it in. Allard sends it into the corner, but it's Wausau East that's waiting there, trying to get it out. Trevor Holcomb now comes on goal, pops up. Corbett gloves it. Evergreens had Avery Allard in front on the doorstep. If Corbett didn't secure that, he was going to give up another goal. 8:40 left in the game. 3-1 DC Everest. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. referee looking at the net there as we're about to drop the puck to Corbett's right side. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Matthew Yonke. Puck is loose off the draw. Austin Shiro comes back now to Tyler Kohler. Kohler tried the backhand, was tied up, taken down, play on. Kohler just had one of the East players just roll underneath his skates and take him down. No penalty called. Avery Allard onside. Allard's shot on goal is partially blocked. Sam Romanski disrupted that for the Lumberjacks. Comes into the corner. Evergreen still hold the zone. Tyler Kohler now going around back out to the blue line. Alex Danger shot deflected by one of the Walsall East defenders. Two East defenders collide. They're both down. Now they're back onto their skates. Evergreen send it on goal again. Shot and a save off Avery Allard. Allard looks like he's been getting stronger as this game goes on. Corbett covers up and we'll have a face-off. Both teams will change here with 8:03 to play. Sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in during the fall blowout sale for all your hunting needs. Wausau East controls the draw but unable to clear. Fighting in the corner there, Austin Shiro gets it behind the net. Chris Sackman will fight for the Evergreens. Lumberjacks almost had it come in front. Nick DeVorney was trying to clear and his pass wasn't particularly strong. Comes out over the blue line. Now sent back in. Lumberjacks try to clear the zone, and they do. It's on the stick of Nick DeVorney. DeVorney out the red line, pass ahead. He was looking for Ben Feck, pass a little too long. Can't hold the zone, comes back out to center ice. Jack Knuckles on the backhand side, ahead to Austin Cummings. Had three goals scored here in this third period. The Lumberjacks got even, 5-on-3 on Andy Craven's goal, but since then the Evergreens have scored twice. They went up 2-1 on Nate Brun's goal and then up 3-1 on Grant Dennis's goal. And now we're going under 7 minutes to play here. Evergreens up by two. Evergreens have the zone. Nope, unable to control the puck. Wausau East coming back the other way. They don't have numbers. Leave it into the corner. Take it away by Avery Allard. Wausau East, to me, suddenly looks like a tired hockey team, like some of the air has come out for them now that they've fallen behind by two goals. East is onside here looking to center. Nope. Taken away by Bryce Dively. Dively goes ahead. Evergreens have numbers. Baby R skating in on the strong side. Strong shot and a save by Corbett. Went right into Corbett's blocker and then he gloved it and covered up. Baby R's with a pretty good opportunity. He had one of the Evergreens' five goals in their game down in Tri-County, a 5-1 win. As the Evergreens now seem likely to go on a two-game winning streak and get back to 500. They'll have a lot to feel good about if they come out of here with a victory. Baby R's looks to take the draw. Nope, they're going to call one of the Wausau East players out there. And there's the drop. Baby R's wins that draw, goes into the corner. Chris Sackman, big hit there in the corner. Brady Burrell felt it, briefly comes loose in front. Sam Romanski clears it out of there for the Lumberjacks into the corner. Lumberjacks got to get something going here on offense. They've been back on their heels for most of this period. Now to Andrew Dinell at center ice. Couldn't control it there. Backhanded by one of the D.C. Everest Evergreens defenders. It's on to Baby R's stick. Evergreens play some keep away with 6 minutes to play, and D.C. Everest holding a two-goal lead. Wrapped all the way around, Evergreens will get a partial change. They surrender to the Lumberjacks and Sam Romanski. Romanski up to the red line. Steven Martell. Martell getting some ice time here, and Gabe McGinty. Now to the corner. Nope, Evergreens take it away. Go cross ice and try and break the zone. Getting it out of there is Seth Jaglinski. Evergreens are onside. Nope, poke checked away. Lumberjacks love a 3-on-2 coming back if they hurry. Getting tangled up, though, is Trevor Holcomb. Had the puck carry into the corner. 5.5 minutes to play. Wausau East looks to hold the zone. Keeping it in at the red line was Nick Piscula. But Piscula's pass, a little errant, comes back out to center ice. Sam Romanski on the backhand. Now skating in. Here comes a rush from Eric Schumacher. Schumacher carried it a little too far and lost control of the puck. Wausau East holds the zone, though, kept in by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles partially fanned and has it poke checked from behind, comes back out of the zone. Wausau East can't hold it at their own blue line. Evergreens fight for it down at the other end. Here's Bryce Dively. Dively doing the dirty work in the corner, trying to fight it to Austin Shiro. Shiro, nope, couldn't get it. Wausau East. Tired Lumberjack team. Lumbers forward now. They're onside. Coming to Cody Krasowski in the corner. Nope. Checked right off it. Nate Bruns. Bruns has a goal. Took it away there. Wausau East has the puck, but they're back at their own blue line. And there's a bad pass. loose along the near boards. Lumberjacks control. Evergreens get a partial change. Goes cross ice to Andy Cravens, who has the only Wausau East goal, to Cody Krasowski. Yep, Lumberjacks unable to get this sustained attack. It's left for DC Everest. Evergreens onside with three men in. Nope, they're offsides. Going to say one of the Evergreens along the near boards got in early. That was Grant Dennis, who crossed the blue line too soon. 4:15 to play in this one. Evergreens 3, Wausau East 1. Lumberjacks got even just 30 seconds into the period and have given up two unanswered goals since then. And Wausau East is going to take their timeout here with 4.5 minutes to play. During this stoppage, why don't we take a one-minute break as well? 4:15 to play in the game. DC Everest leads 3-1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Wausau East timeout is over. I'm Chris Conley, and welcome back inside the Green Heck Fieldhouse, where Wausau East trails 3-1 and has 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game to do something about it. Face-off outside the red line, controlled by the Evergreens. Avery Allard sent it into the corner. Lumberjacks waiting there. Lumberjacks may have had a good time out there just to catch their breath. Looks like we had some very tired skaters on the ice here. Pass too long into the Wausau East zone. They're offsides. We'll come back out for another faceoff. Evergreens Hockey is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glenray Radiators. Evergreens control the faceoff. That's Avery Allard, who sends it into the corner. Teammate Brady Burrell is behind the net, but Burrell is checked off the puck. Wausau East would have had a two-on-two. Nope, lost the puck from behind, and Chris Babiar sent it back in. Evergreens are willing to let Wausau East have the puck here. Wausau East, but unable to get much going. Now they skate into the zone. Lumberjacks are onside. Gabe McGinty now leaves it. Shot on goal. Stick the side from Michael Moe. First time he's been tested in a while. Going for the upper left-hand corner, and Michael Moe sticked it away. Wausau East holds the zone. That shot from the blue line is on goal and saved by Michael Moe. Stick save there. It was Sam Romanski who put it on net. We'll go under 3 minutes to play here, and fighting to keep it in. Nope, puck hopped over the stick and then off the glove of one of the Lumberjack players and goes out of play right in front of the Zamboni garage. 3-1. Face-off will come to Michael Moe's left here as Wausau East tries and gets some kind of sustained attack here. Langdon Donnell controlled the puck, but it's loose behind the net, and the Evergreens trying to check him off it. Gabe McGinty is fighting, centering in front. That one went behind the net and goes off the boards. Wausau East back at the near blue line, able to hold it. Trevor Holcomb keeps it in. Holcomb sends it into the corner. Evergreens can't clear it out. Bad pass. Sent on goal. Shot save. Long rebound. Trevor Holcomb. That rebound goes all the way out to center ice. Evergreens have a 3-on-2 the other way. One of the Evergreens players taken down. No call. Into the corner, Grant Dennis. And now Wausau East comes back the other way. Long cross ice pass disrupted by Derek Tomchick. Comes back out to the blue line. 2.5 minutes left. Evergreens holding this 2-goal lead late in this one. Sent into the corner. Wausau East, maybe a final line change here with 2 minutes to go. They get three new skates on the ice. The Evergreens have it behind their own net with Tomchick. Tomchick now goes ahead to Nate Bruns. Evergreens have a 2-on-1 coming the other way. Grant Dennis skates in. Looks for a centering for Sackman. Just missed. Goes off the blocker and then off the pads of Ian Corbett. Pretty good counterattack opportunity for the DC Everest Evergreens. The stoppage comes with 2:01 left in the hockey match. And Ian Corbett's going to face a face-off here to his left. Evergreens up 3-1. They had an opportunity looking for more. They win the draw. Brady Burrell in the corner sends it around. Behind the net, Sam Romanski. Lumberjacks can't quite clear. Evergreens push it back into the corner where Sam Romanski will retreat. 1:45 to play. Wausau East still has to go the length of the big ice here at Green Heck Fieldhouse. Cross ice pass, still now back out to center ice, and that one slides all the way through, looking for a centering pass. No one was home. Michael Moe sends it out. We've got a whistle and got a stoppage. Two ice pass, two line pass will come down and face off at the other end with 1:28 left in this one. And Walsall East has been unable to get that intensity to mount a sustained attack. They have not had many chances here in the third period. And kind of looked like a deflated hockey team when they went down 3-1. That Grant Dennis goal kind of took the air out. Here's a shot from Everest off the faceoff. Avery Allard sends it off the blocker of Ian Corbett into the corner. For the Evergreens, instead of giving up opportunities to Walsall East, have had the better chances here up 3-1, looking to even build on the lead some more. Chris Babiars has it behind his own net. Evergreens will have to rush the length. 1:10 left in this one. And the Evergreens send it out. Walsall East pulls their goalie. Empty net on the other end as the Lumberjacks try and get something going very late now. Jack Knuckles skates onside. But it's taken away by the Evergreens. Trying to tack the empty net here. Here's Jeff Jaglinski. Just missed the near post. Sent it in from the blue line for the empty net. Still loose in front. 45 seconds now loose into the corner. Again, Walsall East with that empty net, skating with a 6-on-5 advantage. And D.C. Everest holds the zone, playing one man short. And the Evergreens still hold it. Yeah, here's the problem for Walsall East. They go 6-on-5, and they're still not able to get an attack going. Half minute left. Puck is loose along the near ice, and it's out the red line. Evergreens fight for it. Walsall East still can't get inside. Now sent into the corner. Just 20 seconds left before this one goes into the books. Empty net still. Evergreens take it. Nope, Walsall East takes it away. 10 seconds left. Evergreens with a takeaway to the empty net. Just wide from Chris Babiars. That's where this one will end. Walsall East came back to tie it early in the third period. And then the Evergreens get two unanswered goals, both at even strength, for a 3-1 win as we have just gone final at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The win brings them to 7-7 for the season. Keeps them in fourth place in the Valley Conference standings. Walsall East with the defeat falls to 4-4-1 overall. Still looking for their first Valley Conference win.